Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And if you've been listening, well, you know, that makes you a highly intelligent individual. And if you just tuned in, that's what you got to look forward to. We're going to call you a really smart person very soon. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. In fact, you've already been checking it out, and I want to thank you for that. We're having a record month, yet another record month on our website. Just keep growing and growing, and it makes me so happy to know that you're using the website to your advantage. You're listening to the archives, reading the articles, taking advantage of our Brain Trust members. You're checking out the blog, subscribing to the newsletter, all those things you can do there. I really am glad you're doing that because it's all free. It's all there available for you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and you're using it, and you're telling your friends about it, and I really appreciate you doing that, it makes me proud of you when I know that you've been to our site, and that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can go back and listen to some of the interviews that I've done over the last few years with our good friend Dave Anderson, who's our guest this half hour. Dave is the author of Up Your Business and also the new book, If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown. And Dave is an international speaker. He is a guy who's run organizations just like you and I do. He's a business owner, has been now for a long time, and he knows how to make payroll on Friday. And that's the reason why when he talks to us about leadership, I listen, and I know you do too. Dave Anderson, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. It's always a pleasure. The new book, If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown, 10 Hard-Charging Strategies for Leading in Politically Correct Times. And yes, that's the brand new one. I know it's doing well.
Yes, it's doing great. Thanks very much.
Now, Dave, one of the things I know you've been working on lately with companies is how to reinvigorate the momentum of a company. If a company seems to be languishing, if you look around, folks, and you feel like you're not cutting very much of a course through the water there, you're sort of languishing a little bit. You're in the doldrums, as the sailors used to say. What do you do about that?
Yeah, you know, this is a really good topic. In fact, it's in my book, If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown. I just held a conference, and we talked about this the other day. And you know, I hear people without any momentum right now, Jim, and they say things like, well, it'll come back around. You know, business still goes in a cycle. You know, it's just a matter of time. And those things may be true, but you really can't afford to sit back and wait.
Those are nice platitudes, aren't they? They sound good.
Well, but yeah, I mean, you can't take that type of passive leadership style. And so there are some deliberate steps.
You can't cash it at the bank. That's for sure, can't you?
No, you sure can't. And there are some deliberate, proactive steps, which is what leadership is all about, that you have to take to where if you don't have much momentum to jumpstart it. You've got to shift the culture in your business. And so you want to spend a few minutes talking about those things?
Before we get into what those would look like,
sure,
those things that we need that would help us get some momentum going, let's talk for a minute about what it might look and feel like and sound like if we need this kind of stuff. Because I can see people listening out there, Dave. I mean, you know, denial is not just a river in Egypt.
Oh yeah,
and
no,
I can see people out there saying, "Well, who's he talking to?" You know, and looking behind him like, "Well, you know, who are you talking to?" And yet they're exactly who you're talking to, but they haven't really taken a good inventory. They've been fooling themselves. And I'm going to propose one idea, and then I'll let you bring one up.
Sure.
And that is if you're heavily invested in anything that was born or popular or successful in the 20th century, if you're heavily invested in anything, I don't care if it's your main business or anything that's part of your business, then you might have a situation where momentum is not on your side. What do you think, Dave?
Oh, I agree. You know, that's a good sign, because if your business has really slowed down, if it's like a plateau, if you maybe you're even declining, and you're fighting harder, you're working longer, you're working harder.
You're feeling competitive pressures you've never felt before.
Yes. Your products don't seem as relevant, maybe, as they once were.
Employees may not be as excited as they were.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you can feel it. You know, you can start to feel it in your bones. You know, momentum's the great exaggerator. When you've got it, you look better than you are, and when you don't have it, you look worse than you are. I mean, that's the way it works.
It's the truth.
And there are a number of things, you know, that lead to a loss of momentum. Some of them are our own doings. You know, we plant seeds and eventually they end up showing up, you know, somewhere along the line. We stop holding people accountable. We stop innovating. We stop training. We stop doing these things. We stop prospecting, and eventually it shows up.
Dave, hold on to that thought. Folks, we're going to come back. We might come up with one or two more little examples of what it looks like when you don't have momentum, in case you needed a little bit of help with this. And I think some of you might. And then after that, Dave's going to give us his idea of how to shake you out of those doldrums and get you moving in the right direction, get you up on the crest of that wave. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In your dark eyes.
A little Shocking Blue for you. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Dave Anderson. He's the author of the new book, If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown, and Up Your Business, 7 Steps to Fix, Build, or Stretch Your Organization. And we're talking about momentum. Has your business lost that momentum feeling? To paraphrase the Righteous Brothers, Dave, if your business has lost that momentum feeling, you better pay attention to what Dave has to say. And Dave, I like sort of getting inside the head of small business owners and shaking them up a little bit and imagining what they're thinking. Yeah. When they're in denial about certain things. And I really do believe that there's a lot of pain out there in small businesses right now. They're working so hard, they're trying to force momentum out of a business model that's not gonna create momentum.
Well, that's right. And I was just with a group 2 days ago, and they were in denial, and they were continually looking at outside conditions and blaming outside conditions as reasons.
Isn't that one of the first indicators that you're not going to make it if you wind up blaming folks?
Oh, exactly. When you start looking out the window and blaming interest rates or competitors or the time of the year or the economy or whatever,
or those darn customers that keep wanting other things,
don't they? That's right. And you're forgetting about the things that you can control and that you can do something about. That's where you really start to get into trouble. So that's one sign. If you have found yourself making excuses and blaming the outside stuff rather than looking in the mirror and taking responsibility for the things you can control, that's a sign, number one, you might be in denial, and number two, you probably have lost or are losing significant momentum.
And if you're the leader of your organization and you're having these feelings that Dave is talking about, well, guess what, folks? You are anywhere from 6 months to 2 years behind where your employees and your customers are, because they picked up on this a long time ago.
Well, they did. And I'll tell you something else they pick up on, Jim. They also pick up on when you're in denial, and they pick up on when you've gotten complacent because you're making excuses. They hear you making excuses. They notice that you're not innovating. They see you're not doing the right things. Don't think for a minute they don't pick up on this. And when you let up a little, they can start to let up a lot. When the leader catches cold, the followers come down with pneumonia. That's just the way that it works. And so there's so much at stake with you thinking the right way and doing the right things.
And the reason why, Dave, I think we have this denial, people like you and me, people who are the leaders of our organizations and all of our small business owners out there, is because you and I love what we do. We love what we've been doing because we created it. We thought of it. We're the brainchild. We're the creator of this. We're the mother and the father of this idea. And if we created it, it must be wonderful. It's how we got where we are. Sure, I love it. I love this. I love it. I love it. And you gotta quit falling in love and only fall in like. I think, Dave.
Well,
what do you think?
That's right. If your memories exceed your dreams, your days are numbered. You know,
say that again.
If your memories exceed your dreams, your days are numbered. You cannot afford to become bound and gagged by tradition and
that's
sentimentalism.
Right.
You've really got to keep looking forward, you know. And so if you're in this situation, you've hit the wall, things have slowed down. Normally it's gradually. It's not an overnight type of deal. Mm-hmm. You can't afford to sit around and wait for things to turn back around and say, well, it'll come back around. Well, it might, but you might be broke by the time that it does.
Right.
You've got to do some very deliberate things.
And that's not leadership. That's not what leaders do.
No, leaders lead, and that's one of the biggest problems with leaders today is that they don't lead. They have the leadership title, but they're not acting as a catalyst, and I think that's one of the best definitions for a leader, Jim,
right.
is a catalyst. You've got to get out and make it happen.
That's exactly right. So what is your recommendation? What should we do to get momentum going again in our
organization? Well, first of all, you need some urgency. And the first way to create urgency is to forget about your quarterly forecast or even your monthly forecast. You have got to compress your focus by setting a shorter-term goal. You know, get away. Forget what you need to do this quarter. Forget what you need to do this month. Look, you're in crisis right now. Set a two-week goal. This is where we have to be at the end of 2 weeks or 10 days or whatever. This will start to create some focus. It narrows focus, and it creates urgency, and it kind of awakens everybody's senses. So the first thing when you don't have momentum is to compress your focus by selecting or redefining a target that is of a shorter duration, and that just kind of wakes everybody up and gets things moving.
All right. That makes a lot of sense. Now, and we say shorter duration, you're talking about a day or two or a week?
No, I would say, you know, here's where we need to be in 2 weeks. Here's where
right.
we need to be in 2 weeks. Here's where
or
we need
Friday
to be
by Friday or something like that.
That's right. And then you take it and you communicate that to the team. And then you break it down even further and you set up some short-term wins. Now, let's break that two-week goal down. Here's where we need to be by Monday. And here's where we need to be 3 days after that. And so you set up some short-term wins and you pull out all the stops. You do everything necessary to hit those short-term wins because that's going to start to shift the culture. It'll start to shift morale. And it silences the cynics.
Should we, Dave, go ahead and give them what our overarching vision is? Let's say that our goal is to still serve our customers as well as we always have, but to cut our inventory in half.
Yes.
Should we say, okay, by the end of 2006, we're going to have our inventory cut in half, but I want to cut it by 1% by Friday. Or
yes.
Should we do that?
Well, make it clear. It's hard to be aggressive when you're confused. Don't keep them in the dark. Let them know. Get them enrolled in your vision. Get them
right.
enrolled in the campaign.
Let
them
know where
like
we're going, but give
yes.
them shorter-term goals.
And that'll get them moving. That puts
right.
on a little bit of pressure.
We got more to come with our good friend Dave Anderson. I love it when he's here because he always gives us really good things to think about. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Dave Anderson and I will be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, put on your red dress, baby, don't we going out tonight?
Is your company in the doldrums? Welcome back. It's 6 after. 6 after. It's not 6 after. It's 6, almost 7 till. You'd think I'd learn to tell time, wouldn't you? Is your company in the doldrums, folks? This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Dave Anderson. And that's our question to you. Are you having trouble with momentum? Are you feeling that a little bit of pressure that you didn't feel before? You feeling some pain in places that you hadn't felt before? And Dave Anderson's trying to help us out with that. And, Dave, you have some other ideas about how we can get ourselves out of the doldrums.
Right. We got to, you know, first of all, we got to turn up the heat, shorten the goal, then set up some short-term wins. Why I like short-term wins, these 2 or 3 day goals that you hit, is they silence the cynics. You know, when things are slow, people start to grumble and they're negative, but nothing silences cynics like results.
And nothing starts a baseball rally like a base hit.
That's right.
Not a home run.
You got to get it. You got to get those first couple of short-term wins. And then the next thing you want to do, after you've set the shorter goal, after you've set up the short-term wins, then you make it personal. Then you sit down with each person individually and let them know what this means to them. Here's your role in this. Here's what I need from you by this date. You know, that you've got to give them their own marching orders within that goal. They have to know what their role is. This puts the heat on them. It also makes them feel enrolled. They feel like they're part of a campaign rather than they just have a job. You want people to feel like they have a cause. People will quit a job, they'll die for a cause.
Right.
And so you really need to enroll them, and so you make it personal. Here's your role. Here's where I need you to be at the end of this 2 weeks, okay?
But now,
you make
what about, Dave, what about instead of telling them this is where you need to be in 2 weeks, what if we say, I want you to tell me, now you know what my goal is, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to tell you where I want us to be in at the end of the year. I'm going to tell you when I want to hear back from you, and I want you at that time, I want you to tell me how we're going to get there. How about
that? That is fine. That's fine with longer-term goals. If there's a crisis, when the ship is going down, the captain gives an order. He doesn't call.
Somebody's got to say, you row over there and you bail over there.
That's right. I love what you just said. If you've got longer-term,
if you've got more time.
If you've got time. But in times of crisis, it's time to stop holding meetings and start giving
orders.
Somebody's
got to be a leader. Yep.
Exactly. And so this is where you make it personal. And certainly you try to get them to buy into it and, can you do this? And I'll help you get there and so forth. And then what you need to do as a leader is you need to get back out in the trenches. A lot of leaders in times of crisis, they hide in their office. They get this bunker mentality, Jim, and they're just
You know what happens in small businesses sometimes, Dave, unfortunately? They leave the business. They go home.
Yes.
They go somewhere else. They go play golf or they go do something else. They run away. And I'll tell you what, folks, if you're a runner, if you're one of those runners, then you're not going to make it.
You have got to lead from the front, and especially in times of crisis. When things are slow, leaders show up. They show up. Think about Churchill as London was being bombed, and he lived underground, and after the bombs, he came out and walked the streets. Think about Lincoln during the Civil War, who visited the front 11 different times to see what was going on. Think about Giuliani after September 11th, who was invisible and accessible and available. And you don't hide. You don't develop that bunker mentality. Remember, your role is a catalyst. You stay visible, positive, accessible, and you guard your attitude. Because in times of crisis, when things are slow, there's less margin for error. And those little tantrums or things you say and do are going to be magnified so many times over. And so you have got to lead very deliberately and not just do what comes naturally. You've got to stop wearing your emotions on the sleeve and suck it up and lead, with your game face on. These are very important steps when you don't have any momentum. There is less margin for error.
And this is a time, you're the alpha member of your organization. I wrote about this once, Dave. I wrote an article about this. You're the alpha member of your group, and if you can't, even if you're afraid, you can't demonstrate fear. You have to demonstrate leadership.
Exactly. You've got to know when to delay your emotions and when to display your emotions. And when there's less margin for error, you've got to step up and do it right. And then during the slow times, you have got to redouble people to focus on what they can control. They're very apt to get into the blame game too, just like you. Mm-hmm. And so as a good coach, as a good leader, you've got to get their head out of the window, put it in the mirror, and focus them on what they can control. Even in the slowest times, they can control their attitude, their work ethic, their character choices, where they spend their time, with whom they spend it. You've got to really focus them on those things and stop letting them be distracted by what's going on. That takes leadership as well.
Dave, when you come back the next time, I want you to talk about how to manage the momentum once we get it. When things are going great, how do we manage that momentum and channel it in the right direction? Give us your website, please.
Yes, it's learntolead.com. Spell it out just like it sounds.
Learntolead.com. The book is called
Momentum. All these momentum tips, Jim, are in Chapter 7 of the book as well.
If you don't make waves, you'll drown wherever books are sold, right, Dave?
That's right.
Thanks, Dave. See you next time.
Jim, thanks so much.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is free.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.